Rhymers of Eldritch at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center is playwright Lanford Wilson's account of a community and a murder mystery. Eldritch is a dying town that flourished when coal was discovered and died when it was gone. With fewer than 70 people left, the play puts about a quarter of the entire town on stage. The 17-member cast is almost as varied as the town's folk. They have a wide variety of theatrical experience. Some come from the community, some from Ivy Tech, some from IU, and there's even one from an area high school. Playwright Wilson has a love for the complications of storytelling and language. The stories sometimes go straightforward, sometimes they loop back on themselves in apparent confusion, and sometimes parts reappear like old friends. Like the truth of the various stories, even the geography of Eldritch is up for questions. In a quartet, four outfacing farmers almost seem to speak in a sort of round. Is it rich bottom land where flooding's a problem and drought is a problem as well? Is it high ground where flooding isn't a problem but drought is? Opinions and the evidence go round and round. The Rhymers of Eldritch is a fascinating pattern of small scenes neatly orchestrated by director Paul Daly. One of the characters dreams of the bright, sparkling continuity of the rhyme of hoarfrost over the whole town, but the only time the whole cast unites is for sermons that put the community on notice of its sinfulness and gospel songs that look past the present to a hereafter. The Ivy Tech student production of Lanford Wilson's The Rhymers of Eldritch continues with 7:30 performances at the Rose Fire Bay of the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.